My first body is beautiful until. On the kitchen floor, years ago, peeled potatoes roll, slippery as skulls. All the ugliness sticks to their wet flesh, and it's hard not to see analogy in that. I tickle static into my first body. It rises brightly, rises from the kitchen, and begins to tend to half-crescent stains on counters, to supper dishes in the sink, to routines necessary even in nostalgia. I begin making mashed potatoes. I start by peeling, scalping with a knife. It's fun to see how perfectly round I can make them. They feel so slick to shift in my hand. My first body is a celebration of touch because my first body has no reflection. It has not been urged to see one yet. It is my birthday and I am about to try on a new pair of checkered pink pants, but they don't fit. My hips are too wide now and I trip trying to squirm in. The thud calls my grandmother, who comes expecting something broken, but finds instead my first body for the last time and offers it its first reflection. And aren't you chunky? All this while, the ancient skulls hide beneath the refrigerator. I left them there because they were broken the moment they kissed Earth. Like all disappointments, they deserved a hiding place, so I nudged them.